Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Hi, family and friends. I'm back. It's been a while. For those of you that have been looking for episodes that didn't see my post on social media, I've been having technical difficulties, but I think I got it sorted out with the support of the podcast platform support team. So I'm here. I haven't left you. Sorry, it's been a bit crazy. Such is 2020, right? It's just been kind of a lot happening, and I needed to really retreat for a while. And, you know, I guess the main thing I want to say to you on this episode is if you need to rest, rest. There's nothing wrong with that. I, at times over the last 2 to 3 months, have beaten myself up because I literally just need a day where I'm just present with my daughter, or I'm sometimes in bed all day because she's with other family. And I haven't been hard on myself for that, and I'm so grateful for that experience, because in the past I would have been really hard on myself because I had things I needed to do to get my work out into the world, to be a part of the mission that I'm on, that the universe has called me to. And, you know, this whole experience with COVID has really given me the ability to go, it's okay to take a day, or it's okay to do nothing, so long as I don't get stuck in doing nothing. Because dreams don't happen without action. I can't have a dream and not take inspired action towards it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I can have a dream, but it will remain a dream if I'm not taking inspired action in that direction. So, I don't really know where this episode is going to take us. I've asked Spirit to speak through me, because I realized I, for a while now, have been trying to do all the things, and I got really overwhelmed. I had a coach probably somewhere in the last 4 years, I can't remember which coach it was, told me that the entrepreneurial journey is a difficult one. And I've had a few different coaches say that. Thank God for them that they weren't the ones that were like, oh yeah, easy peasy, do this, do that, and you'll have a freedom lifestyle. And if I'm honest with you, I have really thought about dropping the idea of having a business for a while now. But I realized it was just fear and insecurity getting in the way. And the first step to solving any problem is admitting that there is a problem and believing that there is a solution. So, my problems when it comes to business are with the organizational pieces and the marketing pieces and all of that stuff. Those are not my strong suits. But I also believe that in order to be a business owner, you have to know how to do all the legs of your business and all the things that the business requires, because I could, I guess, hire someone. I could find the money somehow, some way, manifest it, whatnot, to hire a social media manager to do all the posts and to have a marketing team and all this other stuff. I mean, those are possibilities. As much as I say I could, I don't have the money right now to do that. But if I did, if I came up with that money through abundance work and mindset work and all of that, I wouldn't know the nitty-gritty of how my business runs. And all the people I've followed or admired or mentored with that are doing the do's have done the do's from the ground up. And why that matters in the spiritual realm is, and this is just my belief, I find those of us that are spiritual and trying to live a spiritual life, all that business side of it is seems to or presents to be fairly difficult, not for all, but for many. And I've decided to be okay with that. I'm not going to necessarily follow all the trends that state I have to post every day in order to be recognized and all this other stuff. I'm letting spirit lead the way. So if I feel inspired to post, I do. And if I don't, I don't. And there was a time where I was following all the best practice guidelines and I got really overwhelmed. I got really just not feeling like this was what I was supposed to be doing because I had no clue what I was doing. And some of my posts, if I'm honest, weren't really authentic. I mean, they were, but they were forced. And I don't ever want you guys to feel like that. Like it feels icky to me. So all that to say, a lot has been happening since I took the stance of this is a problem for me. I am doing things that I don't feel called to do. Now, that's not to say I can claim to have a business and do nothing. That doesn't work either. I mean, I do have to put in the effort to share my message and things like that. But when I took a stance of spirit, lead me, spirit, show me where you need me, God, show me what you need me to do, things started to line up. 2 weeks ago, I got to be a part of a virtual open mic TED Talk with Montreal Women. It was just an event they put on. It was an open mic. I applied and I was accepted. And I had 60 seconds to share a message of hope. And part of me wants to share that with you guys now, just because those of you that know me know I am not a woman of a few words. So to say anything in 60 seconds is very, it was terrifying for me. But I felt called to apply because I've always been called towards the idea of doing a TED Talk. And so I followed that nudge. And then I freaked out because I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this in 60 seconds? And then I asked Spirit to show me. And I the words flowed and I put them in my notes on my phone. And I recorded it on my voice notes, just reading it, like no inflection or anything the first time. But it was 54 seconds exactly. And I was like, well, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Now, that was first draft, and drafts changed a little bit. Wording changed a little bit. But I literally had, I think that was Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I was accepted as a speaker. And the talk was on Friday night. So I had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to memorize a 60-second talk. And it was all spirit-driven, spirit-led. Those that were present said that the talk really moved them and encouraged them that they have the ability to heal themselves or areas in the world that require some healing. Just a lot of good came out of that. And for me, it was empowering to know that when I ask spirit to guide me, everything just lines up as long as I take the next step. If I hadn't applied, I wouldn't have gotten the talk. That being said, if any of you haven't seen the talk, please go to my Facebook business page, Megan Harmony, or you could go to my personal, but you'll have to scroll through a bit to get to it. But it's on there. I think on my business page, I might have it pinned to the top. That's why I directed you there. And literally, it's 60 seconds of your time. It was an honor to do it. It's a lifelong dream. These are the things that happen when we get out of our own way. But again, it all goes back to I had to admit to myself I had a problem. And here's a fun fact. My problems are of my own making. That's from the book Alcoholics Anonymous. All my problems are of my own making. The only problem I had with business was that I believed I wasn't capable. I believed I didn't know what I was doing. And I've really been working on that mindset over the last 2 to 3 months with the help of a mentor, but, well, a few mentors, actually. Over the course of the last week, I've been attending the New Earth Leadership Conference in the New Earth Leadership Facebook group with Jenna and Spence. And I have so many takeaways from that. I've made some incredible friends. It's just been a very empowering experience. And I realized that we're all here for a reason. Now, that being said, I was quote unquote triggered in some cases. And again, you guys that know me know I don't necessarily believe in triggers. I believe that what's happened is a light has been shone on some darkness in me, and it's given me a chance to reflect. But then I saw a post on Facebook. I had this great empowering week, and I knew my mission, and I knew my vision, and I knew where I was headed with everything, and I knew how to, or at least I had an idea how I was going to support people moving forward. And then I saw a post, and I don't even know who posted it, that said something to the effect of, anyone that calls themselves a healer shouldn't do so, because it's fairly egocentric, and this, that, and the other. And it was like, kick in the teeth, right? Because I have been calling myself a healer only because spirit led me to do so, even against family members' wishes, who felt that that could be bad and could lead to problems with the medical field and all this other stuff. But, you know, when people have been using your hands as the vessel for healing, you kind of are a healer, right? Now, that being said, I don't claim that it's me doing the healing. And again, those of you listening know this about me. I am not the healer. The healing isn't from me. I'm just the vessel that gets to bring it to the person in need. But then the post went on to say that implies that people are broken. And this is where it's interesting, because I do claim to be a healer, and I don't even claim, I am a healer. This is who I am. And I don't believe that anyone is broken. I believe that we all have parts of us that are in need at various different times in our lives, be it physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. Sometimes we just need a little assistance in order to get back on our own healing path. And I fully believe that my mission and purpose in life is to awaken the healer within each individual person so that they can heal themselves in order to heal the planet. That's really been coming to me more and more and more lately. And I just know that this is what I'm here to do. So then it gets into semantics of wording, because if I call myself a healer, am I saying that you can't heal yourself and you're dependent on me? Well, anyone that knows me knows I don't believe that at all. I fully believe that you could have one session with me and be better. I also believe that a few sessions is often better to get to deeper core layers of stuff. But again, my goal is to take you from starting out with me guiding you to the point you no longer need me, because you're connected to your source and your higher power and the thing that fuels your soul as your source for comfort and strength and guidance. So anyways, my main objective is to get you disconnected from me and connected to your source of power as quickly as possible. That's always been my mission for the last 10 to 11 years. Why does all that matter? Because again, it goes back to that post awoken some shadow work in me, but it's brought me to this whole new level. Thank you to the person that made that post, because that post reminded me that it's okay for me to say I'm a healer and that I'm here to awaken the healer in you. Because we all have our role to play. And no, I don't believe anyone is broken and in need of fixing. I believe some people just haven't woke up yet to their healing abilities, haven't connected to their healing abilities. And I guess it's my job to do that. I don't know. And that's not to say anyone can't do it on their own. Of course they can. But if they want help, I'm available. So once we know whatever the problem is, and there's so many different problems happening in the world right now, as you all know, then how do we get from the hopeless state of our condition, the problem as we see it, that is affecting different areas of our life, to a place where that problem no longer exists? And my hope is that over the next few weeks, I'm going to do this as a series, I think. That's what's coming up. Now, keep in mind, I say that and we may never circle back to this. You know how my brain works sometimes, guys. But how do we go from problem to solution? First, we admit there is a problem. Then we accept that it's a problem and that we want to do something about it. And then we move into action. So for me, once I realized that running my business was becoming a problem, and again, going back to radical ownership, I am the maker of my troubles. What do I need to do about it? I need to believe that a power greater than me can restore me to sanity with this problem. That it can take away all that crazy trying to control everything and keep all the plates spinning that I was doing and trying to figure it all out in 5 seconds and everything else. It can remove that. And I fully do believe that when it comes to my higher power. But if you struggle with higher power, please reach out to me in private message over Facebook or Instagram. I would love to have a conversation with you to hopefully help you clear up any doubt you have at that. But you know, so the first thing is admitting there's a problem. The second thing is believing that something can be done about it. The third thing is asking whatever you seek for guidance, be that the stars and the moons or the whatever it is. I could list 100 things, but for right now, just whatever you seek guidance from, asking that to direct your steps with regards to the problem and handing the problem over to that. And this isn't a one and done thing. It's not like, oh, I have this problem here in my case, here God, take this. Oftentimes I have to hand it over several times. Please show me how you would have me be. Please show me my next steps. I know that you are working everything out in my favor. Please guide me, God. Because for me, especially if it's a problem that I for a while have thought I need to solve on my own, handing it over once just isn't sufficient and it's ineffectual. So I go back to starting my day in prayer and bringing in a more positive aspect or reverse of the problem. For example, God, please show me what you need me to do in business today. Please guide my steps, guide my actions, show me the people I am meant to serve, help me to serve them to the best of my ability, etc., etc. I'd love to hear how this is landing for you guys and if this is supporting you. Again, my apologies for no episodes for a while. I just was having some problems. I still technically am, but I've just decided to figure it out. Because as I think it's Marie Forleo would say, or Danielle Laporte, everything is figure outable. So I'm currently recording on my phone while my phone's plugged into the charger and no headset. And hopefully you guys can understand me okay. I think that's it. That's all I'm being guided to share with you guys this week. Just know that you are here for a reason, that the world needs your light. The world needs everyone's light, but specifically yours, because it is bright, it is beaming, and everyone knows now more than ever There's more people in need of the work you do in the world than people doing the work you do in the world. Love yourself. Love yourself so damn hard that others will know how to do so. Trust yourself. Trust yourself so much that there isn't a shadow of a doubt in your mind when you make a decision that it is the right decision. And what I mean by that is just make the damn decision. Because your gut knows, your heart knows, and even if it ends up going totally sideways, it was still the right decision in that time because it's the decision you made. And therefore, it can't be wrong. Because you can't be wrong. Because you are beautiful and divine and holy and glorious. And you are a divine spark of love, of peace, of kindness. So therefore, nothing you do can be wrong. There really is no such thing as right or wrong, good and bad. Those are just our perceptions that we put out into the world based on what we believe to be right, wrong, good, bad. And that stops now for all of us. I'm invoking this now for each and everyone listening to this podcast as well as for myself. That stops now. No more judging ourselves as good or bad, right or wrong, and just living our life from a place of flow, from a state of abundance, from a state of everything is as it should be, and therefore all is well. It is well with my soul. I am. I am the great I am. I am divine. I am in the place I am meant to be at this time, doing the thing I am meant to do at this time. Therefore, all is well. I invoke this for us now. I invoke this for the world. I'm calling healing into all the situations happening around our world right now. I'm calling healing in from the fire, earth, air, and water. We call those all in, and then the sovereign energy, we call those in for each and every person, each and every human being, each and every child, each and every bug, plant, animal, all things, we call it in, and we just hold space for that right now. Take a deep breath in, and breathe your love out into the world. And another deep breath in. And hold it. And blow out everything that no longer serves you. And hold it. One more deep breath in. Breathing in love and the white divine light into your lungs and holding it there and into your heart. All through your body, it courses through your veins. Feel yourself expanding to your greatest expression. And exhale. And as you exhale, release, release, let go. It's no longer yours to carry. Release that burden and hold. And now return to normal breathing. I thank you for joining me today. I thank you for being with me. I thank you for everything you have brought into my life. Each and every one of you is a bright light in this world, and we would not be here without you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your energy. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. All my love. I would love for you guys to join me in my Facebook group, Lightwork Healing, Unleash Your Inner Light. I'm going to be in there a lot these days doing different healings and all kinds of stuff. I want to build a community in there, and the more of you that join, the better. So look us up on Facebook, Lightwork Healing, Unleash Your Inner Light, and come join the party. I also will be hosting a 5-day workshop in there over the next month or so. I'm still figuring out some of the details, but again, would love for you guys to join us. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, Don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.